Hi, I'm Aya.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
Hey, I'm Hayden.
And welcome to
the I Know You're Not Talking podcast.
Hey. Woo! That was good.
Iconic.
All right, guys, so it's the first episode. How are we feeling?
Feeling good.
I'm feeling great. Fresh. I'm feeling excited. I was about to say.
I low-key feel like we should just explain the whole situation because in the second episode, we talk about the first episode, so it doesn't make any sense.
Something's not adding up.
Okay.
Somebody's lying.
Doesn't sound correct here.
We like to manipulate our listeners.
We like to gaslight, gatekeep, and girl boss.
We like to manipulate
all day, every day, you little
Guys, you understand how fun the soundboard is.
Okay, anyways, so quick story
for
time.
Context.
Yeah. For context, we filmed the first episode to our podcast like a while back, but we filmed it in my room, and we filmed it on like a camera with microphones that were
not good.
We came from
humble beginnings. The camera died on us twice.
It's just our origin stories, so we can become the true podcasters that we were meant to be.
Exactly.
I fear.
We still had millions of viewers, and with that money.
We bought a podcast studio. That was such a late. Oh my god.
Because if I get it wrong, it's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
You could have done the sparkles.
Oh, you're right.
Anyways.
Yeah, so that's that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to basically
reshooting this entire first episode.
You know why?
Because
we care about quality.
So yeah, we're just going to say how we first met.
Yeah.
Real.
Which is pretty like.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Okay, so. Well, do you want me to?
Sure,
okay.
Someone say something.
Set the stage.
All right. Picture this.
I'm just kidding.
What are you like? Like a psychic?
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
You're getting sleepy.
All of our listeners, just close your eyes and imagine this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now.
So, you're in an orchestra room. Oh, okay. ASMR from Melissa. Thank you. Okay, basically, long story short, we met in orchestra because we all played
in sixth grade.
String instruments in the sixth grade together.
That's right.
And I played the violin. So did Hayden.
I didn't because I didn't want to be basic, so I played the cello.
Oh. She was a loser, so she played the
How'd that work out for you?
No, it went great, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I was first chair at one point or another.
At one point, that 2 months done.
We all know who wasn't first chair, though, so.
You. How about you shut your
Hayden's having a lot of fun with the
I'm sorry.
Yeah, anyways.
I don't want to be first chair because I'm not self-absorbed. You know, I like to be humble.
Right. And they got that really well from that last episode we filmed.
Oh.
as they
should.
Mm-hmm.
So we met in the sixth grade. I think I don't know how like we like started talking. To be honest,
I don't either.
I think we were saying that we met first because I think at one point I sat next to Amara.
Yeah.
And then we all like met through the violin section.
I think that's
then
what it was.
Then we met Melissa.
We took an astray.
Because I was.
She was on the road with her thumbs up.
Straight hitchhiker.
Because I was friends with Amara before any of you guys.
Oh, so we're lying.
No.
When were you friends with Amara?
I don't know how we became friends. We just
what
were.
What year?
Sixth grade. Okay, no,
that's
no, no, no.
Cute.
That's not what I meant.
I went to elementary school with her.
No.
So how about you stop lying to the
that's
listeners?
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
I met Amara in the seventh grade.
I'm just kidding. No,
I met Amara in kindergarten, so technically I know her the longest.
My God.
No, I met Amara before I met you and before I met Hayden.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, but I think what happened was that me and Hayden met Amara through orchestra, and then we met you through Amara.
But also through orchestra.
But also through orchestra because we were all in the same class.
Yeah.
And then we all became friends.
Yeah. I forgot to mention this last time we recorded. I remember the exact moment that I met Hayden.
What?
Because I was thinking about it.
Wait.
No way.
Hayden doesn't know this either. Can we share?
So the first time that we ever first talked to each other, I don't even know if you remember this. But
I
it was
probably don't.
At, like,
I was probably blacked out.
We were okay.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Taking shots in the sixth grade. All right.
We started starting young.
It was like, okay, so we
started young.
We were going, it was like one of the...
Oh,
sorry, that's kind of this
in this podcast.
Friendly.
Okay, let me get my story out. It was the very first show. I think it was like one of the Christmas shows, the one like the Halloween. Very first Halloween.
So this
like,
is like a couple
Christmas
months
show.
Into school then.
Yes, and I was sitting next to Amara because you know how we had to sit on the chairs on the side and mm-hmm. wait till we
switched. Yes.
And
I
Did
was
you guys sitting sit next to each other.
It was me, Amara, and Hayden.
Yeah.
And the entire time, we kept trying to see who was the
clap
first
the
person
loudest?
To clap. Yes.
Oh, first one. Yeah, I remember
so
now.
So at the end of every song, we'd be like. And he'd be so loud.
That was the first time we met?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's the first time
I remember that so distinctly. I didn't know that was the first time we met, though.
And then we would have to, like, the next class, we would have to watch back our videos so then we could hear our clapping in the background. And we were like, y'all.
It'd be awkward when the song wasn't over yet. We thought it was. So I'd be like, and then it just kept going with the oh.
That's like one of my first things I remember.
That's funny.
That is really
yeah.
funny.
That's a good first like meeting
impression
story. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember how I met you guys.
I genuinely don't remember
like
how
the
I met you
first
either.
Day.
And the rest is history.
Oh.
And we all look off into the distance.
And then you all go. And then you all.
Bro, you can't just say there's like 28 buttons.
No, you know the pink one.
You know. For context, me, Wilson,
picture yourself
just
frolicking in a
field. Up into the distance at the heavens
when
above.
When you get like a little.
See us, it'll be lights.
You know what I just remembered from this clapping story? Do you remember when we went to go see Drew Rin and.
Wait, wasn't that.
The space
in
guy?
High school?
Yeah, and we sat next to each other in the back corner of
the
auditorium.
The one who sang
space.
Space!
I think I ought to give you space.
Where is he now?
Yes.
No,
oh
where
God.
Is he now?
Flipping burgers.
Oh my God!
Hey, shout out the raise though, $20. What? That's not even bad. They only make $20 now.
That's looking sure. They make like 22.
Bro, he's gonna be at Coachella next year.
Drew Rin, the other one.
I feel like we're an OG. We loved it from the beginning.
Stop playing.
Since the beginning, guys. Recently got on Recently got on sushi. Didn't used to eat sushi, and then now I do. I've been turned to the light. Like,
oh yeah, no,
I'm not a big fan of sushi.
You always be bringing in sushi.
Yeah, I'm like addicted now because I haven't had it for 20 years of my life, and the second I turned 20, everything.
Speaking
changed.
Of Coachella, this was the first year I actually got follow.
He was trying to sneak that in there.
She could have said anything. I would have
really
said Coachella.
You didn't talk about anything Coachella related.
Speaking of Coachella.
Since we're on the topic.
Since you brought it up.
Me talking about
talk about this.
Speaking of Coachella.
It's funny. I was thinking that earlier. So Coachella was.
No, Coachella though.
Coachella?
The FOMO.
Oh my
no,
God.
I okay, here's
year.
The thing. I usually don't mind missing Coachella
me neither.
At all.
Me
like,
this
I don't
year?
Care. But I was like, wait a second, why am I a little mad?
Why am I a little jealous?
I'm a little, I felt a little tingle.
Tyler, the Creator, brought out Childish Gambino.
I know, yeah.
And Kali Uchis.
Mm-hmm.
And A$AP Rocky.
Ice Spice.
And A$AP Rocky.
I'm a munch, I'm a munch.
No, what was even crazier was that every artist brought out a guest star.
Wait, Melissa, can you please agree with that so it doesn't seem like I'm
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, I'm a munch, I'm a munch.
I'm a munch, I'm a munch.
God.
No, but.
Oh, Hayden.
Dare I say that was the wrong button?
No, but actually, though, every celebrity brought a guest star,
I
and it was kind of, it was everyone
was
there. It was crazy.
I was like, dang.
The lineup already was crazy from the beginning.
Yeah.
And everybody was trying to say, like, oh, this
it was
year
bad.
Sucks. I was like, guys.
No, it
this
was good.
This fire.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, the silence.
No, because Lana Del Rey with Billie Eilish.
Hayden.
Someone get that board
Someone
away from
him. Someone take this goddamn board away from him.
You said what about Billie Eilish?
I said Billie Eilish with Lana Del Rey.
Oh my God, yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo.
They sang video games, right?
With
No Doubt. Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
That was crazy, too. I didn't expect that.
I didn't think Gwen Stefani was going to be there. That was crazy.
Yeah, well, Pookie, they announced it.
I start doing homework.
I start running my lines.
Wait, no, we have to get say on
yeah,
topic.
Yeah, I was literally about to say that.
Anyway, so the second thing we were going to say is the reason that we are making this podcast.
Oh,
that's good. That's
good
a cool
answer.
One.
Good answer.
Answer. Good answer.
Good question.
Good answer. Okay, well, basically, we've been podcasting for like a year or something now.
Mm-hmm. We started podcast like our own personal podcasting second semester of freshman year, and we're currently second semester. Yeah.
Literally just for our own enjoyment.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to laugh.
Oh, wait, quick story time so we can explain this to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... the three of us were really, really, really close friends all throughout middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Then high school came along. We all were doing very different things in high school. Hayden was doing sports. He was playing lacrosse. I was doing choir and musical theater. And Melissa was doing dance.
True story.
So, like, we were all in different corners of the school. So we never really got to, like...
It was crazy because it was like
each other
we obviously
much?
Like still talk to each other, but it was
we
because we
stalked each other.
I meant to say talk.
We definitely still followed each other home. It just wasn't we didn't get to.
No, because it was crazy how like we obviously still knew each other because we were so close in middle school, but we wouldn't like go and hang out.
Like we would never hang out during high school.
I do think we were closer in middle school than we were in early.
Oh, for sure.
I agree. Because like Melissa and Hayden were still in the same like friend group.
Well, we didn't get close again until senior year because we had a class together.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was more like, no, we were still like it was like because she had her friend group with the Chloe, Jackie, and Riley in them. Mm-hmm. So it was like a mutual mm-hmm. thing when she.
But then I also was friends with Andrew Salvador yeah. and Keller and Colin mm-hmm. like yeah. freshman year.
So, so it was like we were still around each other's proximity yeah. and like we were all still friends, but we just didn't hang out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then,
but it'd be crazy because I'd see you at like your shows and be like, I know,
we get so excited
because it'd be like a reunion.
Oh my god, no, it was great.
But now I'm like, I can't get rid of these two because they're everywhere.
I know,
at
like,
all
attached
times.
By the hip. Like,
and now all I want to do is not be close again. Just say what you mean.
What I would get back to.
So, anyways, those were the best years of my life.
And now we're here.
But now we're even closer than we were before, and that's
no,
saying
crazy.
Something. Because
yeah. I think it was freshman year.
It was freshman.
Freshman year happened, and then like. Everybody,
for sure.
All of our other, like, I feel like
ever since that day that
like,
we
went to different colleges.
Ever since that day, the three of us
so then we had to settle.
Hung out in the car together for
yeah.
4 or 5
oh,
hours.
Yeah, that
we
was
were
crazy.
Like,
so
y'all,
this
we need
leads
to hang out.
Really, podcasting kind of brought us back together.
No,
literally. Because
literally, no, you know what was crazy is the
it
first
was,
time.
It sit in the China Star Express.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was crazy because oh the first God. Time we ever did, we were in my car for so long that it broke down. And
yeah,
then we had to get Gammy
to restart it.
You know what's bad
her.
When you need Gammy to restart your car? Because Gammy can barely start herself.
Yeah, that
for,
was bad.
For context, Gammy is Hayden's broken
R.I.P.
car.
Used to be.
R.I.P. She's
rest
gone.
In peace. She is
oh,
gone. We
I
have we
her.
Have moved on to bigger and better things. Now we have
Glammy.
Yeah. Stop playing. But,
Glammy.
Glammy. Glammy.
Same thing.
There you go.
Glammy.
Mine's connected.
But... Yeah, no, there was a, I remember a period when I had Gammy at college, and I need to jumpstart her a week straight just to get to school.
Gammy went through a lot.
Wait, guys, listen
no.
to this.
I'd rather have a horse. That's more reliable. I'm not going to lie. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so, like, literally, like, talking in the car, like, we would just sit in the car and literally just talk.
No, literally.
And I know y'all
hours.
Know. Viewers, everybody knows car talks be hidden different.
They do be
the
hidden.
Debrief?
Like, the car debriefs
the
are like
debriefs.
Exactly. Something of a different breed.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like now it's just something that we do regardless.
No,
like,
for sure.
It's like literally after every hangout, I'll be like, let's debrief.
Let's just sit in the car and talk. No, but that summer too was like,
the
we
code's
got
encrypted.
Oh,
the code's
yes.
encrypted.
Oh, oh.
Sorry.
Wait, I'm a liar.
What?
I'm actually,
saying,
yeah, summer.
Saying, the code's encrypted. Oh. The code is encrypted.
Is the code encrypted?
Okay, no, but actually, though, that summer was like, we got even closer than we
that
were.
That summer was so good.
Like, so,
I
like, at this point, we know every single thing about each other,
literally.
And it's kind of scary.
That summer was
like if
I
ever did something bad to you guys, I know you guys could expose me so bad.
Oh, yeah. It'd be
but, like, vice versa.
So, like, it's like mutual blackmail.
No, exactly.
So, we stay friends because we know.
Because we know
too much.
That's the only reason why we're friends, because we all blackmail.
Exactly. Because y'all ain't going anywhere because y'all know too much.
No,
because
when me and I get famous, Hayden's going to blackmail us so bad.
I'm going to see you guys in the press. I'm like, whoo, where should I start?
Start rumors.
But then who's going to take you to the Oscars?
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
That is not a bad...
Oh, well, we should explain what the three of us, like, what we do. Like, our
oh,
things.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to start?
Oh, like our majors?
Ew, I can,
it doesn't have to be majors, just, like, things that you like.
Nope.
Things that you like.
I heard it.
Usually that's how it works.
Okay, go.
All right. Oh, wait, you said majors, right?
You doesn't have to be majors. It could just be, like, things you like to do.
Tell us about yourself, Hayden. Who are you?
This is not an interview. We're going to get hired.
Tell us.
Why should we hire you?
I was just about to say that.
Well, I'm, let's see, things I like doing. Okay, well, I guess I will start my major. I'm a chemical engineer here at our school.
Okay, his ass is not a chemical engineer. He's a chemical engineering major.
She really had to make that known.
That's crazy. Okay.
He's on his way. Oh!
Ooh.
Anyways.
Oh, no, please, say it. I want to hear what you have to say. Let's hear it.
Oh, my God.
Where's your internship? Sorry.
So, what I was getting...
Oh.
That's crazy.
That was too soon.
Let me bring up the theaters.
What about it?
The theater joke. Let me bring it up.
Oh, part
anyways.
Two. You want to say it for the fourth time?
Eddie. Anyways. You know, I'm tired of your... Woo. Sorry, guys. I had to...
He really had to get that one off his chest.
I know. Now I'm good. No, you... Okay, now I'm good. Really good.
No,
he's good.
I'm kidding. He's going to be a chemical engineer. It's going to be great because Melissa and I are going to take all of his money.
Continue. Wow,
that's actually
so
kind of true. So,
okay, because I get front row seats to
okay,
all the famous.
Wait, Hayden's been
events.
Saying too much. You can go next.
Oh, who are you?
Brother, Okay, I'm kidding.
She gave me the
Lady.
Okay, go.
What?
What else
keep
do you
going.
Like to do?
Oh, I love basketball. Anybody
Wait.
Who knows me knows what? I am a fiend for basketball. I love watching
you have
basketball.
To say your fun fact, though.
What's my fun fact?
Your middle name.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm working on the next. That's actually my bio for my Twitter, fun fact.
Really?
You have a Twitter? Yeah, I do. Or an X. I have an X.
Is that actually called that now?
It is, yeah. Unfortunately. Everyone still calls it Twitter. Okay, so I love basketball. I love playing basketball. And also specifically...
Stanford there is what?
Okay, that's crazy. Bringing up me, the middle school team, we don't talk about that.
Right.
Specifically, I have one true love who is my favorite basketball player of all time, who is my sweet savior, glorious king.
Okay, we're going to give the viewers 3 seconds to try to get it right.
Have you guys heard of LeBron James?
LeBron James.
LeBron James. No, but I love basketball. So anyways, bringing up last thing is my fun fact. I have no middle name. And let me explain the story. I just ended there.
I love it.
I have no middle name.
And
true story. So basically, when I was a baby, what did they get? What is it called when they like scan X-ray your baby?
An ultrasound.
Ultrasound. So my mom got one of those.
X-ray when you're a baby.
What do you got? When you look at your baby standard?
Look at your stomach.
A baby shower.
Okay, go.
So my baby or my mom.
Oh my God!
Announcement.
Congrats. Congrats.
I have a kid now.
No wonder you've been so moody.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I'm going, yeah.
So, yeah, it really just, I don't know. It just happened. So, yeah. So, say
What's the gender?
Jesus.
Huh?
What's the gender?
It's Jesus.
Is it the chosen one? He came out levitating, and I was like, wow.
Like Dua Lipa?
Yeah. He came out singing the lyrics.
If you want to run away with me.
Dua Lipa with the baby.
So, my mom got an ultrasound. And three ultrasounds, actually. And the way I was in the womb, I was like, I'm going to keep y'all guessing. So, I had my back turned to the camera. So, I was like this. Oh, you guys can't
y'all
see
it. Yeah,
I look so stupid.
But y'all can't see it.
I was like this.
Just
silence. Imagine
me curled up in a ball. So, I was like curled up in a ball like this. And I had my back to the doctor. And he was like, I don't know. I can't tell because he's turned the wrong way. And my mom was like, so we did three. And he was like, we're going to go, girl. We're going to go, girl.
50-50 chance.
Let's do it. So my mom had a baby shower for a girl. And my name was Ava, by the way. We were going to be Ava. Ava Granado.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did your parents have a middle name for when you were going to be a girl?
No. They were
so... Hayden. No, just kidding.
They only came up with first names.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So they said Ava. And then I was born. And they were like, well, a girl doesn't have that. So they realized, like, they had a...
Oh, we got to change it.
So they already...
He said, oh, let's switch it up.
y'all really thought. So then my parents already... They named me Hayden. They were like, we don't have time to come up with a middle name, bro. We already got this new gender role. So then they just, my name has been nothing.
And then he wore dresses forever.
Oh, that was funny.
No, yeah, for the first week of my life, I only had girl clothes. So that was really humbling.
That's so funny.
But I look slayed.
I was going to say, why don't they just make your middle name Ava?
Well,
that's what I thought. Hayden Ava Granada.
Why would my middle name be my first girl name?
But like, if they were
as a what if?
That's a reminder.
Just switch up. This is what you could have been.
Damn. This is what you should have been.
We didn't even want a boy.
Put it back. I'm like, no. So that's me. All right, you're whoever's next.
I'll just go next.
Yeah, go for
Who's
it.
Who's next?
I'm Melissa. I'm a film major. Yes, that's what's up. I want to do cinematography. I want to do editing. Hopefully, we can do music videos. That's like the main focus. But also movies, Brya, of course.
Yeah, wish we'll get into that in a second.
That's a whole other thing.
Lots of tech and equipment to deal with.
No, exactly. That's. I don't have a fun fact about me.
You have fun fact.
I have fun fact.
What a loser.
Fun fact.
Damn.
Oh, then he puts the wrong one.
No, I'm a loser. What a loser.
Now you're a loser.
I'm
fun fact, I just found out I was allergic to bananas last year.
Yeah.
That was
crazy. But it's interesting because so basically Melissa can have
A banana
with
smoothie.
Banana in it.
Yeah.
But she can't
the minute
just
I have like an actual banana, I like actually swell up and die. That's
crazy.
I'm like put a banana in your drink.
Stop. No, because when it's with a drink.
Oh, you're right.
It's fine. Yeah. Which is crazy.
Wait,
how that works.
Wait,
but
how
I'm
did you find out?
Like that with mangoes.
Interesting.
Because I can have mangoes.
Like in a smoothie?
In a smoothie or anything like that. But
yeah.
Like if the peel touches my lip,
oh,
like
really?
My lip
yeah.
gets
so
like
you get like fillers?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know fillers. You know how you know how.
If you ever wanted to be like.
I was like.
No,
was like,
literally.
Wait, we need to go back to the banana thing. So what's crazy is you never had a banana up until last year. Because you said
no,
you just found
what?
Out last
no,
year.
No.
Wait, am I tweaking?
Yeah, you're tweaking just a little.
Hayden just starts making up facts. Wait, no, what's crazy? Melissa's never had a banana
before.
Banana.
No.
I thought
No, it's
the crazy thing about bananas. Sorry, I learned it to Melissa. All right, go ahead.
No, that's not the case. I grew up eating bananas, but I didn't become allergic until last year.
That was me with mangoes.
Oh, so I didn't know that. I didn't know it could develop.
Why did you say that? I didn't know it could develop.
That one banana is like, watch this.
Yeah, I don't know how it happens.
Like, I'm going to fuck up this girl's life.
She thinks she's safe. We're coming to close her airways.
No, I don't
she
know.
She doesn't even know
either.
It.
Oh my god. Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, sorry. We can go back
to
you.
He was talking to the other bananas in the bunch. Watch this. I know.
Oh man. That's crazy.
Okay,
that
Aya, good. You can go on next.
Oh, okay. Hi guys. I'm Aya. I'm a theater major.
That should have been a boo.
Now we're just kidding. Yeah, I knew it was coming.
I'm like
kidding.
Okay.
No, we're kidding. Wow. We're kidding.
I'm a theater major and my emphasis.
It's still going.
They're like, they still don't care.
I'll just wait.
There you
okay, go.
I just realized
My emphasis is musical theater. I've been doing musical theater forever, and that's what I want to do forever and ever and ever. And I also do film with Melissa.
Real.
Nice. She found her passion, everyone. She found her passion.
Win. Yeah, but as for film, I want to write and direct. And what else do I want to do? That's it, right? Well, no,
you're like the four in one.
I would like the
shampoos. She's literally all you about.
Oh, and act. The shampoo. Oh my gosh, the
16-in-1 shampoo. Bleach, motor oil, toothpaste.
That's crazy. I still know I'm an actor. I feel like that's pretty essential. And I'm an actor.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that's maybe a little important. Just happens to be the thing that I want to do the rest of my life.
That's real.
Yeah.
Real.
But it's perfect because
watch Gutterpunks.
I want to. Oh my god.
Oh, but he does a little plug.
You know the name?
Yeah, of course.
That was weirdly wholesome.
I was surprised when I remember something.
Yeah, real.
It's just doesn't happen often.
and
what were you going to say?
I was going to say it's perfect because I want to direct and write, and Melissa wants to edit and DP. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect because we're the director DP duo.
Exactly.
Hire us.
Get it catching on now.
Please give me a job. Please give Melissa a job.
Give Hayden a job as well so we can all be rich.
Hayden,
do you need a part for a chemical engineer? Do we have any roles available?
One day, Melissa and I are going to make a film and it's going to need a chemical engineer and we're going to throw you in there and you're going to have to.
Please
do.
Hayden's going to be our main actor.
He's going to be our main actor.
We make it a musical so he can sing.
He's like,
fun fact, Hayden can actually sing.
Hydrochloric acid.
Crazy thing. What? Hayden sings.
That's crazy. Hayden does not sing.
And I raps. And so
I'm a part-time rapper.
Hayden sings casually in the car.
And I'll learn to become a producer so we can all make a track.
Oh my god.
Track.
Which is crazy. You know, Kylie.
The one who taught you.
She taught me how to produce music, which is really cool. I want
to
start doing.
Now we need to
shout out to Kylie and Madison and everybody at the Impact team. Shout out to Impact.
Shout out to Impact.
Ooh. Okay, claps. Quick shout out to Impact. Melissa and I are working on a film. I am assistant directing it and acting in it, and Melissa is doing social media management for it. So go check out Impact.
Go check it out.
Coming out.
Everyone there is extremely talented and a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're
that's
really
right.
Talented.
So
great people.
Get
be
that.
There.
And Hayden might be an extra.
Oh, yeah. No, Hayden
no actually, true story. I might be in the big screen.
Oh, boy.
So
yes.
Go watch me. It's crazy. I was actually nominated. Once for
I'm like, where's like,
her best extra in a bit.
We create a whole new category.
Crazy fun fact. Hayden and I were in honor choir together in the fifth grade.
Not this again.
True story. What Melissa loves to do is project.
Someone is jealous.
No, because y'all are convinced you were friends and talked to each other, even though you've never once said a word to each other.
Okay, no, but we were.
But it's a what's a small world moment.
Same space.
Or it's a small world moment.
It's a small world after
Okay, what was I gonna say? Oh, also, we just had a birthday in the house.
Oh my god!
Can I get a happy birthday?
Can we get a
no, they don't have the sound. Damn.
I know that'd be cool. How was it?
It was good. It was chill. Mm-hmm. I had rehearsal in school on my birthday. Sadly, not sadly. I love rehearsing.
Mm. Sorry, I was just trying to see what. Normie, doing my little office work.
No, but we surprised you with a little cake.
Oh yeah!
Oh yes!
That was really lovely.
She had no idea.
Yeah, I was sitting in the library. And Hayden and I were chatting up a storm. And then out of nowhere, I see Melissa with her phone and a cake in her hand. And she goes, she starts singing happy birthday. And I said, oh, my God.
Oh,
I said, I can't do that. Oh, my God.
And just like that. That was crazy. That actually sounded like harmony.
That was actually in perfect sync. Me and Melissa when we're singing.
That was strange.
Maybe I have seen stranger things.
That's correct.
Ew.
No, but yeah.
Yeah. No, but like, yeah.
Very lovely, and I thank you guys for being that. It was very sweet.
Of course.
I went to Party City, and I was looking through the little kid section for the party hats, and it was either Sesame Street or Peppa Pig, so we went with Sesame Street.
And I loved them, and I have them. They're sitting on my desk as I
love real. That. So come to IS Sesame Street Party.
Tap it at the fifth floor library.
Tap in.
But yeah, so we officially have two 20-year-old members.
Two 20-year-olds.
Hayden turned 20 in January.
And we have our little child.
Wee!
Just learned how to walk. Oh my goodness.
But hey, in 4 days' time.
We're
officially all.
You're going to be an unk.
I'm going to be 20.
You're going to be an unk in 4 days. Gammy over here. Damn. Get your walker.
I know you're not talking, Hayden. I know you're not talking.
That was a great job. Great reference.
Thank you.
Was that a plug? Small plug.
Small plug.
I am the oldest out of the three. Let's just
which so is like crazy to think about.
See,
I'm the youngest.
See, I feel like the order that makes sense.
I feel like I'm babysitting.
I feel like the
ooh.
The way it was quiet.
Oh my god.
I feel like the
order that makes sense in my head is
me,
you,
Hayden, then
me.
You. Yes, yeah. I agree.
Well, in a perfect world, but that's not reality.
Melissa gives.
So let's snap back into it.
Have you heard about like the crispy R's?
Oh, like
you know,
R's.
Hayden can't roll his R's.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Wait,
he calls himself a Mexican, but can't even roll his R's.
Calls himself is.
Oh.
That's embarrassing. Guys,
bro, how do you do it?
Wait, hold up. You know what we need to do? We need to address two things. One,
I'm scared.
Rachel Ziegler, Hayden. I can't do this anymore.
You mean Rachel Ziegler?
Rachel Ziegler and Kid Connor are opening Romeo and Juliet. On Broadway.
You know what I said? She was. I told Aya, because it's the girl from Hunger Games, right?
Yes.
She's gonna look at him and be like, "Romeo, Romeo, did you fall in?" Strange things happen.
That's horrible.
Romeo's like, "Do you love me?" She's like, "Can't take my soul." He's like, "What?"
He's just singing out of nowhere.
Can't take my love.
Real talk, I'm so excited.
No, me too.
I'm so excited because here's the thing.
Sorry, I just kept thinking about her singing.
Here's the Rachel Ziegler.
Romeo, are we in love? Oh, Romeo.
Oh, my God.
Melissa, why do we do this to ourselves?
Okay, go ahead. You can talk.
No, you're good. I was just saying I love Rachel Ziegler. I think she's so talented.
Oh, she's extremely talented. They both are. That's why I'm excited.
Oh, they both are. Kit Connor is so talented.
I haven't actually seen much of his stuff, so I wouldn't know. But I take your word for it. I'm sure he's very talented.
Yeah.
To play Romeo.
Also, everybody go watch Monkey Man. Because...
You said you wanted to watch it.
No, I did watch it. I'm watching it again with Melissa. You want to come?
You want to go join us?
No, you literally told me.
Yeah, I told him he didn't have a choice.
Okay, so the three of us are going to go.
Yeah.
She literally just told me.
No, because it's like...
What, are we going to go like in 2 months?
Like I was not doing
when Aya is finally available?
Okay.
We have to do karaoke too. Don't forget, bro.
Yeah, I know.
We could do a double feature.
We'll do a movie in the morning, then we'll go and do karaoke at night.
No, we cannot do movie in the morning.
No, but we have to do karaoke at night.
Yeah,
we can't.
Because you guys want to get plastered.
Or next time. Plastered with juice. You know I love my water plastered by hydration. Am I right, y'all? Drink your water, kids.
Plastered like the paint. You know, I know. Like when you get plastered.
Yes.
Anyways.
Plastered. Oh,
yeah, but juice makes sense,
means.
Bitch.
Morning next time. God. What if people's sons and daughters are watching
this? No,
we
have to go see Monkey Man like we actually do.
No, I know.
Because it's so good.
I was in love with the man.
Oh, wait, the monkey or the man?
Oh.
Wait, is it
both? Oh, that is.
Hayden, what?
Wait, I don't.
What? Melissa, what?
So next we're going to do our rice purity score.
I think that Dev Patel is a lovely actor. And that's all we're going to say about that.
Hayden, stop.
On. What?
I can hear you scratch.
Yeah. You actually? That, these are some strong.
Ew.
This is some strong mics. I don't know you can hear. I'm just scratching my face.
No, listen.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like against your beard, so it's like even more
scratchier.
Interesting. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, don't do it again.
There's, Crazy talk, crazy talk.
It's almost like a snap.
Speaking of birthdays, Kayla's birthday happened.
Wait, did we go through everything?
Yeah. What was I going to say?
Yeah, so speaking of birthdays, Kayla's salt burn party happened.
Woo! Oh, my God, yeah.
Shout out, Kayla. Hey. So, Auntie Kayla, who is now 20.
No, okay. I'm just going to say one thing. Actually, I'm going to say two things.
Yeah.
First of all, everyone's fits actually did serve.
Like, can I interject real quick?
Oh.
No, not that I disagree, but I have a comment about that.
Okay, what?
Fun fact about my fit is when I went to Savers, I'm going to tell you how it happened because I didn't choose mine.
Oh, this story.
Yes. I went to Savers. Well, we all went. The theme is obviously sober, which, like, how would you describe that? Like,
it's like
old money, like out there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. old money, but
it's also like out there.
It's
like,
camp.
Yeah,
it's camp.
It's camp.
I went to Savers, which is a thrift store by my house, and I walked in to get what I want, and immediately, and there's just the cliffhanger.
Immediately.
I had just shown me what camp was. So anyways, I walked in, and Kayla and Cameron, shout out Cameron. I don't think we mentioned Cameron yet. Shout out Cameron.
Real. Hey, queen.
Whose birthday is also coming up. We've got We have so many April
birthdays.
Micah's
birthdays.
Is literally in 2 days.
Shout out Micah too.
Oh,
so many
my
April
God.
Birthdays. For our friend group, there was all January and all April. Because like my birthday was in January, Ashley's was in January, Nicole's was in January.
Both Dylan's are in January.
And then April, it's Kayla, everyone. Nicole, or yes. It's I didn't even say the word yet. So it's Kayla, Aya, Melissa. Obviously,
us
I'm
two?
Like, I can't put my finger on it.
It's the way Melissa and
Micah,
I'm just like,
Cameron.
Waiting.
Yeah, there's so many people.
A lot of us. Yeah.
Also, that's glam too. So that we have to.
Yeah, I know. I
got to
get an outfit for
which
that.
One?
For
cams.
Cams.
Oh shoot! I forgot. It's glam.
Yeah. To get an outfit.
No, basically, I walk into the Savers and Kayla and Cameron look at me. They're like, "This is what you're wearing." I was like, "Oh, okay, well."
It actually was tough.
It was fire. It was like a blazer. It had like gold plated leaves on it. Mm-hmm. And I at first, I was a little iffy about it because I've never worn like that kind of before.
But it makes sense with the movie.
Mm-hmm. No, but with the movie it did. And I also, when people, I mean, to be fair, people were pretty gone. But I was getting like a lot of compliments on the blazer. Like everyone's like, "Bro, the fit looks good." Or like,
it's
"I like
sick,
your top." But even
sick.
You know, Luke. Shout out Luke. Luke was like, "You're one of the only guys that actually went out for this one." I was like,
"No, real."
Yeah, so I have to give a plug for Kayla and Cameron on that one because
I
can't take credit.
I love Luke. Shout out Luke too.
The girls' outfits did serve.
They did.
Everyone.
I fear like we did eat.
We
down.
Did. Eat.
No, everybody went crazy.
The photos are so good. The one from Sophia's cameras are
so
good.
So clear.
No, I know the digitals for that night were like top tier.
And then the second thing I was gonna say is literally everyone, their mom was there. Walking in.
No, it was class of 22 reunion.
That was a
so
Millican
scary.
Reunion right there.
No, it was because a lot of people there I hadn't seen
since
senior year graduation. Exactly.
Yeah,
I know.
And so, I remember we knew beforehand about the people were going to be there, but like I wasn't sure they were going
like,
to be there.
Seeing it
like
in real time, I was
saying
like, wow.
"Oh, they're going to be there," and then
like,
them being there in
no,
your face.
No, genuinely,
is
it was a crazy combination of people.
Crazy.
It was.
That's because Kayla knows everyone.
Yeah, Kayla knows half of California, so like so. It was guaranteed. Like, I'm surprised it wasn't. Like,
I'm surprised we all fit in there.
Insane.
No, I know.
There were so
I know.
Many
it was
people.
Like, what?
I know.
Like 50 people.
I think no, so. Yeah,
like,
there was a lot of people.
Crazy.
Like I got. It was cool seeing Sasha again. Shout out Sasha.
I didn't know she was gonna be there. So when she said hi to me, I was like.
No,
oh
yeah,
my
we talked
God.
For like a half hour.
Oh, yeah, we know y'all talk.
Really cool. That's crazy.
The lore was spilled.
That is
but
crazy.
We're not gonna bring that up.
We're not
gonna
talk about
but
that.
Lore was spilled. Lore was
Let's
spilled.
Let's drop it, shall we? No,
that,
just kidding.
There was
I'm, like,
of,
I'm like, Sasha, is it okay if I drop everything right now?
There was a lot of lore spilled that
no,
whole night.
Oh,
there
I
was
everyone.
A lot of
well,
lore
we don't
spills.
Need to get into that either.
Micah.
No, we definitely
oh,
do.
That too? Oh,
there I say we. We're just about to out.
Guys, don't worry.
That's it, I'm tired of I'm outing everything.
No, we're not gonna explain.
No, it
everyone.
Was it That's was unfair. It was it was really fun though.
It no, was, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of
the
fun.
Drink.
I agree.
The juice.
The juice was good.
The juice.
The
oh,
bathtub
yeah.
was delicious.
The bathtub with water was. I know, okay, I won't lie. It was. I thought it was so funny they had cum shots. Like it's like the little thing.
No, that I know.
Was,
it was good
really
though.
It was
no,
because
it sounded crazy. I'm telling people, I'm like, bro, I just had 8 cum shots.
No,
they're
I
like,
know.
They look at me like I'm tweaking. I'm like, wait.
What?
Quickly, for context, to clear my name, I'm Muslim and I don't drink
Aya didn't
or
have
smoke.
Anything.
So Aya was the most blacked out one. And I was
not you say that on
her.
Air.
No, we can
my
confirm.
Mother is going to believe it.
We can confirm Aya did not take a single sip.
Neither did Hayden.
So much.
Neither did Hayden.
Uh-huh.
I'm going.
So, no, literally, wait, how many of those cum shots did you have, Melissa?
I genuinely don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't know.
So, Melissa, context. No. Melissa came in late because she had work at Panera.
Okay, so context, me and Evan came after like 10 because we had to close at work.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, walking into a room full of already drunk people, especially people you haven't seen for 2 years, and them coming up to you being like, wow, hi.
But I feel like that might make the interaction easier.
No, it was so much easier, but I was so thrown off guard because I even said hi to people that never even talked to me at We both knew each other. Yeah. But like them coming up to me and started talking, I literally was like, y'all, I need to.
No,
hold
for
on.
Real.
Hold on. Let me get locked in first.
Let me get on my level. No, literally, because when people like, you haven't spoken to or are so awkward with, like, have a conversation with you, you're like,
it's
like,
scary.
I'm talking to them in my head, I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah,
happening?
No, literally, you know literally.
No,
it's
actually
crazy. I'm like, I'm already anxious talking to people, like, in general, and let alone people I haven't seen for 3 years. Like,
and then you know the next day they don't even remember it either.
No, so they don't, like, they don't care.
So it's right back
it
to
was
where
funny.
It started.
One of them swiped up on my.
Hold up, I missed that. Go again.
Yep, swiped up on my story and
no, wait, what?
I didn't know
that. Yeah, when I posted the one of me, Dylan, and Andrew, and then the one I posted the group picture of us. You remember that story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I said summer night.
Yes.
And he was just talking about the cum shots that like we took. He's like, those were so good that we took together.
Wait,
and I was like,
what?
Oh my God, that's
I know,
crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I was like, that's probably like the first and last time we will ever DM and like
no way.
No, because when I walked in, he immediately came up to me and I was like,
no,
wow.
Exactly, yeah. I know.
I know. The same thing here.
Crazy.
You know who the first person I saw when I walked into the room was?
Who?
Yeah. Twins.
Wait, hit again.
Twins.
Hit again.
I didn't know what she looked like, so I couldn't.
I didn't either. But when I walked into the room, she was like, "Hi!" And I was like, "I had no clue." I had no clue who she
Y'all
was.
Like this.
For
lifers. I had no clue who she was. But I was like trying to be nice, and I was like, "Oh, I'll say hi." No clue who she was, and then I asked Cameron. I was like, "Cameron, who is that?" And then she goes, "It's."
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I didn't know who she was till the next day, and I was like, "Oh." And the only reason I knew was from that photo.
No, it's funny because
which photo?
Sophia.
Okay,
Sophia
which
showed
photo,
me.
Hayden, do you know?
You said what?
Do you know what photo I'm talking about?
Not a damn clue. What you talking about?
It was when Hayden was a slut.
Wow. So we got to get to the slut era already. Woo! It was funny because Sophia sent me a picture of her and.
That was so.
And I started like.
We're kind of going crazy dying. With these names.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, it's
we
fine.
We have to do
all good things. All good things.
Yeah, all good things.
Yeah. Y'all so
Y'all heard that?
Sophia was going around. She was the little buzzball dispenser, bro.
No, every photo.
Literally
so
every.
So there's a picture
on
of everyone.
Your phone, dude. On your dispo.
Wow.
Your, what are they called?
Digital
camera. Dispo. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it's called. Dispo.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, no, it's not disposable. Digi.
Digital.
I
was agreeing with her too. I was wrong.
I was like, what are you guys saying?
Sorry, I was tweaking. On your digicam, there's so many pictures.
Oh yeah.
I took so many. You'll see.
Bro, they're
you know
not
what
gone.
I was telling? You know what I was.
Which, by the way, from now on, we have to do that at every single party.
Oh, we will.
What?
I think
thing.
It's so much fun. Yeah.
Here's
what?
The thing.
Do what? Sorry, I missed it.
Take like digital pictures.
Give me
oh
the
yes.
Camera. Because here's the thing.
Yes.
I'm completely sober, so I just get to take the camera and take pictures. All night, and mm-hmm. it's so much fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're doing that again.
I was telling Aya that all these photos straight up look like the scene from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. You know when they like throw
oh,
the
yes. it's
and
like Gregan.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that one's funny.
It looks exactly like that.
No, it's funny because like people, when the pictures all come out, I literally like saw them and I was like, yeah, I don't remember half of those. I'm not going to lie to you.
The ones on the couch.
What a surprise.
With all of us.
No, the ones on the couch were like a fever dream.
Wait,
I was like,
really?
I was like, oh. Yeah.
That was wild.
Do you remember what I was telling you about?
Which one? You have to be more specific. There was a lot that happened.
There was a lot that went on.
There was a lot that we're the way we're like not even going in. We're going to like 10% of it. Cause like
no, literally.
We can't talk about this on
we
yeah.
can't go
podcast.
Too deep.
But
yeah,
you know, hold on.
But we're still keeping you on the loop, in the general loop. Don't.
If you know.
Don't get it twisted. Y'all invite to the next one. No, I was kidding.
When you guys were by the.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was ready to throw hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That
was, I was this close.
But it was really fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. Apparently, like, I don't remember. Also, we went into remember when we all went into the bedroom and we were like all chilling there for a bit.
That was nice. We all got to sit and just talk to each other.
Yeah, I don't remember.
That felt like 2 minutes.
No, that literally felt like 10
for
minutes.
For us, all of us come out of the
when
room.
When Evan sent the picture of the one in the mirror,
yeah,
I did not remember that at all.
It felt like
shout out Evan.
No, it literally felt like 2 minutes, and then we all walked out of the room to the entire party gone.
No. Yeah.
And then we were like,
we were in there for a hot second.
No,
yeah, I didn't feel like
no,
that.
No, I didn't. Everybody teleported. Like, everybody was like, oh, we're going crazy. Then we walked back out, and it's like,
no,
everybody sitting on the couch, like, yeah,
everyone
gone.
Was gone.
I was like, what?
I was like, oh.
Sorry,
it was genuinely crazy. But I feel like everybody had a really good time.
No, it was fun.
Like, everybody had a really good time.
I would do it again, you know?
Fun fact, guys. Aya is 2 for 2 at parties at Kayla's house.
I know.
Dare I say, party animal.
She's crazy.
She's out every night. Oh my goodness.
We gotta keep her down. We gotta keep her tame.
Yeah. No, but
the
I'm
next
glad,
is the club.
Completely sober.
But I'm glad you're enjoying them though. It's actually really.
Yeah,
it's actually really.
I feel like Kayla's
fun.
Are good though because Kayla's it's like everyone that we know is. It's
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
It really does matter who's there.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Also, 100%. I feel like. Maybe I'm wrong because I also haven't been to like a party, but I'm assuming like it's more chill because people are just like talking.
Yeah. No, definitely because I've been to one frat party and it was way more chill
than
that.
A frat. Yeah. Well.
Well. Okay.
The sigh is crazy.
We know someone went to a frat party.
Okay.
I had a wonderful time.
Wow. You just can't help yourselves, can you?
Anyways.
that was a crazy night.
Care to share?
No,
we are not sharing with the class.
All right,
that one we'll keep under wraps.
We're not sharing with the class
until he's ready
under wraps. Until he's
what was I gonna say?
Toy's old enough. I thought not like. Wait, Aya, can you explain what I did with you? I think that's funny because that leads into what I'm gonna talk about with Melissa.
Okay,
so funny. Okay, so at one point of the night.
Well, hold on. For context, I just want to say when Hayden's having a great time, he gets very hands-on.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's true. Like,
you
like,
get
true.
Very hands-on.
It's
not
like
in a bad way.
Hands-on learner, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All aspects of personal space.
Gone.
Bro, I'm about to get reported, bro. Okay. You got to clear the air. I don't harass anyone.
No, if he's having a stop,
like
he'll
that.
Listen. But it's just like...
Well, I think I'm just like very like...
No, what was so funny was we were talking to Melissa about a little bit of a heated topic at one point, and Hayden grabs Melissa and I by his elbow, and he has like his arms around us, and his you know what I mean,
yeah,
like the
elbow,
inside crevices around. So Melissa and I are being dragged around the room, like we're being dragged.
No, we're literally like his arms like around our neck.
Dude, I was making y'all play like bumper cars, bro.
And you're like,
bro, you guys just flew across the room. I'm like, woo.
Anyway, and then at one point, I was like, I can't breathe anymore. So I was like,
after accidentally killing I am Melissa, what I'm doing. They imagine you guys passed out.
And I said, okay, guys, we like calm down. I said, move. And then Hayden puts his hands up like he's being like calm.
Like detained.
And he goes, no. And then I go, like, you're fine.
Wait, no.
What?
Man, so you like you're like back up. I'm like no.
No, not like.
Yeah, make sure
no.
You said that.
He was like no.
No,
because,
like
yeah.
You
realize,
I'm sorry.
Like,
I didn't mean
yeah,
to.
Yeah, like that. And then 2 seconds later, he ran right back.
Regroups us again.
I was like Jesus Christ. It was so funny. No, but the thing that we were talking about earlier is at one point of the night, I had these like 3-inch, 4-inch heels on. I didn't. I was. Yeah. My feet hurt.
Right.
So I was like, let me just go stand by this wall and just like chill for a second and let my feet rest. Uh-huh. Hayden comes up to me out of nowhere.
As he does. As he always seems to do.
No, actually though, Hayden comes out of nowhere.
I'm like,
you're like, oh my God.
Like, he just, like,
and when I'm there, you know I'm there. Like I like spot in.
Like, you like
dumb.
Evaporate out of thin air and you're like screaming.
Because like, I'll be talking to you and I'm like. And then I just disappear.
You do.
And then I fade out, and then I come back.
And he comes back, a magician. Yeah. It's great. Oh, I get what you're doing now.
Guys, you guys can't see, but if you guys know that meme where the guy's like putting up the peace sign, he just fades out of existence.
He fades out of nowhere.
And then he fades back in.
That's like what I do. Okay, go ahead.
So funny. Anyway, and then Hayden basically goes, "Are you okay?"
Sorry, my cheeks were hurting from
smiling.
From laughing.
Just
you guys
so
are just
funny.
So funny. My cheeks are hurting. Well,
I was just like, I needed that.
I just love spending time.
Okay, go
ahead. Anyway.
Melissa. Go ahead, Melissa. Yeah, we don't want to hear you. Okay.
Anyway, so Hayden goes up to me out of nowhere, out of thin air, and Pookie is like, Aya, Aya grabs me by the shoulders, drags me to a corner.
Hey, didn't almost kill her this time, so that's progress.
I was ready. I was seeing the light. And then drags me to the corner of the room and he goes, Aya, we need to talk. Aya, we need to talk. And I'm like, oh my
She's
God.
She's like, here we go again.
What is happening?
No, but what kills me
You didn't
is
even
that
say the line.
Oh, well, sorry.
My line I told you.
I know, I'm getting there.
You go first. I'll say
that. I got rudely interrupted.
Sorry, I'll go after. No,
you're fine, you're fine. And I'm like, what do you need? What do you need?
Yeah.
And he goes, we need to talk. And I'm like, what? And then out of nowhere, Melissa comes out of the corner and she's like, Hayden! She's like, we need to get another
shot. When she was finally starting to get turned.
We need to get another shot. And I'm like, oh my God. And then Hayden starts walking away.
And he's like,
hey!
I was like, ah.
And then I go, Hayden, wait. And I go, come back. And he walks back and he goes, I go, what do you need to talk about? And he goes, our friendship. And I was like, what? He's like, we have to talk about our friendship. And I was like, okay. And he's like, I'll be right back in 3 minutes.
I did not come back.
He did not come back.
He never
Spoiler,
came back.
Hayden was never seen again.
It was so funny. So funny.
And that leads into literally what I was about to say when we took shot together. When you were like, we need to take a shot. And I was, okay, context, as we said
this
before.
This video of Hayden is so funny.
No, Melissa came in a lot less gone than I was. So by the time we took a shot together, Hayden was already seeing the colors. So Melissa comes up to me, she's like, Hayden, we gotta take a shot. And of course, Hayden's never gonna deny that. I'm never gonna deny that offer.
I was
offer.
Gonna say, because I told you had to match my level Hayden.
Oh, I did.
And you did.
I was already at the level you wanted to be matched.
No, but see, the reason is that I was like, because you were so chill that whole night. Usually you're like, it's known. You know what I mean? But like, I feel like you were still pretty chill. So I was like, come on, Hayden,
yeah,
let's
see?
Go.
I was like talking a lot, but I wasn't
Buddy
like,
was not,
yeah, I wasn't going
Buddy
crazy.
Buddy was not doing well.
No, because I don't know what it was. I think I was like at the point where I was like so like gone.
So
I was just
gone,
like, I couldn't go
tired.
Crazy. I literally was just like, so Melissa comes up to me. She's like, hey, we gotta take a shot. I'm like, all right, let's do it. In my head, I'm like, I'm not gonna get this down. So she puts it in my cup and then she starts recording a video. And she's like, we drink at the same time. And she finishes hers in like, what, a second or two?
Like literally a second.
And me, you can see me in the background. I'm like fighting for my life. My cup is still half full.
My cheeks are full. My eyes are closed.
I'm literally, it's taking everything in me to get this down. Like, I'm like literally praying. I'm like, God, if you help me get this shot down, I won't do this again. I swear, I swear, I swear.
I'm literally yelling. Right. Yeah. I'm literally yelling at Hayden. Hayden, finish the shot.
I know. I'm like,
he's like, there.
I know. So I finally finished that half. I didn't even finish the full thing.
No,
and then,
he didn't.
And then she's like, and Melissa's like, I remember she's like, woo! And then she, so and the camera pans to me, and I'm like, she is not on my level. I am drop shotted.
And then Micah comes
and
out of nowhere.
Micah comes out of nowhere. He's like, hey. he has Kayla's little birthday hat
on.
He's just a little smile. He's like, he's like, yeah. Hey.
Shout out to Micah. He's the best.
I know. And like, you're like, where'd you get that? You're like, Kayla gave it to me. That's what she said.
Meanwhile, Hayden still can't finish.
I know,
the
I'm
shot.
Still like going through it.
I was gonna say earlier though.
Wait, it's Tuesday.
Correct.
So we're getting Pazookies tonight.
You have your. Oh my no, God, I don't
I
have
can't.
Class.
I can't. I'm hanging out with Dylan tonight. Shout out Dylan! Woo! One of my several boyfriends. You know how it is. Also, tonight's a Laker game. It's a playoff game. Ooh.
You're gonna go watch.
Yes. Ooh, we have to bleep that one. That was crazy. That came out of nowhere.
The hard launch was crazy. Yeah, that's getting bleeped out instantly.
That one's.
No, I know.
I think it was
a
life ending crisis.
The pictures we took. Did you see the pictures?
Which ones?
The pictures that you posted one of them for my birthday. The one of
the
us.
One of us
at
in the group.
The party. No,
yeah.
At the party.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking
well, I posted
about?
On my story. The one we were in a group. It was me, you, Dylan, Andrew.
No. You posted it for my birthday.
Oh, yes. The ones of us going back to back together. That was tough.
That photo.
That was so hilarious. Do you
I
know
don't.
Which one I'm talking about?
Yes.
Not the three of us.
What?
This was later.
Oh, we're talking about different things.
Oh, the one of me and you.
That.
Oh, I was like, we're talking about different things.
The conversation was so funny. We were just standing and like talking. It was like me, you, like.
I love these little stories that I just don't
Lindsay
remember.
Lindsay and this other girl. I don't remember what her name is. Mm-hmm. I think her name is Christina. I think I'm not sure.
Not a damn clue.
But we're talking in a group. And then you just go, wait, we need to get a picture, And I was like, oh my God.
Once again, like it's the and most important picture of all time.
Like it's life or death.
The urgency was crazy.
We literally need to take a picture.
Literally.
And then you start looking for a phone. You're like, we need a phone. Yeah. You grab someone's phone. Like, I forget who it was. I don't know if it was Lindsay's or whose phone.
Some random guy walked
by. Imagine me just becoming a thief after.
I don't know.
Wait, I need to take a photo.
I might give you that.
I don't know whose phone it was.
I think it was someone I know. I don't, because nobody pressed me. I feel like they would have asked me.
It definitely was somebody you know. But then you were like, take this picture, take this picture. And then we took the picture. And then you were like, wait, turn around. And then you grabbed my wrist.
Yeah. Oh, this is why I said I can't.
What?
Or did I say like act canon? Yeah,
you were like act canon. And I was like, okay. And then I just was just like.
Her hands just up in the air, like
so funny.
Hands in the air, like you just don't care.
So funny.
That's funny.
What was I gonna say? I had
sorry, just reminded me because you said urgency.
No, I was gonna say you're literally reminded me of how we leading up to Kayla's party. We kept saying we have to listen to Maria by Justin Bieber. We have to listen to Maria by Justin Bieber.
I know.
And we didn't.
We didn't.
I don't even remember one song.
You know
from
what's
that
crazy? Part. What I still can't believe is they played Beauty and the Beast.
Hayden,
and I don't remember, Melissa. You don't remember that either.
Can I say something?
I don't remember a single song but Murder on the Dance Floor.
They played Beauty on the Beat and we didn't even know. How do we not?
I didn't know. I didn't hear it.
I'm going to be so honest with you. I think someone's lying. There's no way.
Can I say something?
We're being gaslit. No, because even if I was drunk, I would know Beauty on the Beat.
That's what I'm saying.
No matter the situation.
No, but no matter the situation.
No, we would have turned off.
We are in. We know.
Can I say something?
Okay, fine.
Hayden, we sang the entire song together.
No, we didn't.
On my entire
there
life.
There is no way. Melissa, there's no way.
I didn't even hear it. So you singing life. It and not knowing is kind of crazy.
Hayden, I was sitting at the, you know the little L?
I would put my life on
L?
It that I didn't sing
you know
it.
The little L?
Yeah, the couch.
The couch.
No, not the couch. The, oh. The chairs. It was like.
Oh, right by the.
Oh, right by the bar? Yeah.
Yeah. I was sitting in the chair. And we're talking.
Yeah.
The music starts and we sing the entire song together.
Where was Melissa? Why did she turn off?
I didn't hear it. I literally
you must
didn't
have been gone.
You
no
kept
way.
Saying, "Where's Melissa?" And we were looking for Melissa.
No way.
How do you never remember that?
And then we sang. We sang
this
the
is scary.
Thing.
Yeah. This is scary memory that's loss, y'all.
And then,
that's crazy.
And then Lindsay started singing with us. And then we did a whole thing. Yeah, it was a whole
Hayden,
thing.
How do you remember that?
And then everybody was like, people were watching. And then I was like,
I probably embarrassed myself.
Why did
y'all
get me?
And then I remember going. It's his song. Don't worry about it. I was like, he's fine. It's just his song. He gets excited. And
oh, my God. Who was watching?
Wait,
that's so bad.
That could have literally
I'm
been
dead.
A redemption from the club because we missed it there, too.
Damn.
And then we just didn't.
Wait, so who were we singing with? You said it was me and Melissa.
It was, I'm pretty sure Lindsay was there. And I think Bella was sitting in the seat at one point. Yeah. And I think the girl that with the glass, I think Christina is her name. I'm not sure if it's correct or not.
Yeah.
But her.
And we just started singing Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Hayden, the fact you don't remember that.
Like, I distinctly remember this.
Wait, I sing the whole song. Was I, like, it was singing, like, full volume?
Yeah, like, you were singing. Like.
Oh, my
no,
God. That's
like,
actually.
Wait, why did I not know that?
The way I thought I was karaoke.
Where was I?
It wasn't, like, bad.
No, I know. I just think it's so funny. I can't believe that happened.
But you kept telling me, where's Melissa? Where's Melissa? I was like, I don't
know. Because that's Melissa, we saw.
I know. We missed
her. Where was she? She wasn't in the room?
I don't know. I don't know where I was.
Oh.
What part of the.
I think you're right.
We know where she was.
No, okay, wait, actually, you know what? That probably was the time.
Was it? Yeah. Damn, that's actually, that's scary. The fact that I don't remember that is kind of concerning.
The fact that you were fully convinced I did not.
No, because in the fact we were both fully convinced we didn't hear that song.
Well, I didn't, though.
That's where you did it.
I did not hear it.
That's wild.
Yeah, you're busy hearing something else.
Stop!
We're going to make her sunlight. I am.
Maria.
But that still was the fun. I'm not going to say in detail what happened, but it was the funniest thing going to the bathroom and seeing someone walk out.
That was crazy.
With someone else.
That was, I wish I was there seeing that.
No, because the way we both looked at each other and we're like,
you
and then we
I
just
love?
Kept going.
You know what I love about like parties like that? It's like there's so many things happening and nobody can know about everything.
No.
Like the only way you can find out about things.
Well, kind of.
Well, no, even then, because, like, I'm sure there's things that happen between people that you don't know.
Still,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you probably know a lot because, obviously, yeah.
Sorry, I thought, okay.
No, you're good.
No, that's why it was so funny going to breakfast the next morning because we were like, y'all, what?
Like, all that stuff that happened with them, I had
no
clue.
Idea.
Because I was living my own life.
Mm-hmm.
I was, oh, you're right. So, car ride home. Me and Melissa and Evan are on the, he's taking me home. Shout out, Evan. Because I was going to Uber home, but. I guess he just wanted
no,
to
No, we were not going
to
let you
guys,
Uber.
You weren't even going to let me Uber?
No.
Yeah.
You can't let me Uber to Dylan's?
Safe.
So lastly, ride home. Me and Melissa and Evan. Was it just us three?
Mm-hmm.
Ride home. I don't remember a single second of that.
I don't remember. What did we even talk about? Like, genuinely.
You're asking me, like, I know.
We didn't listen to music. We were talking.
Does Evan know?
Oh, we probably have to ask
him. I don't
probably
know.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
he probably remembers.
We need to bring him one day because he told me he wants to be on the pod.
Yeah, no, Evan Feature would be funny. Yeah. So I get dropped off at Dylan's house, and I guess we all FaceTime to like do our night debrief of the night that night while we're all still, at least I was still really drunk.
I remember that though. That's when I fully was like, I know what we're talking about because
so you were locked in. I was still like, I don't think I was gone, but I was still like a 7 because I feel like I was still comprehending my words, but I was still pretty. You could tell me. You guys were the ones.
I was going to say, you were talking to us about stuff, and then the next day at breakfast, you told us that stuff, and we're like, Hayden, you told us this yesterday, and you were like, what? I did? I don't even remember saying that.
Well,
and you were
like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I guess like I was locked. I think I just had a lock-in for the conversation, but I was still like pretty. Because I think I showed, remember showing, I'm like, here's Dylan. Here's yeah.
That was funny.
Shout out Dylan. Always letting me crash at his house.
No, literally shout out Dylan.
I was
going to
say, he's so
always
great.
There for you.
Yeah, he's amazing. Very, very appreciative of that man. So that what was I going to say? Dang. Oh, no, so we did the nightly debrief, and then that was just...
And then that was the night.
And it was a night.
One for the books.
One for the books. We'll see y'all again in 2 weeks.
Let's do it again.
We'll see y'all again in 2 weeks for
No, please, I need it again. Let's do it, please.
It's funny. Cam's going to have pod about her own birthday party, and then I'm going to pod about her birthday party. All right, y'all. It's your favorite segment. Song of the day or week or whatever.
Song of the week.
Real quick, this song I've been listening to so much, and it's crazy. And
Family
I know,
Ties.
I know. It's so bad.
Stop.
It's
really?
So bad, yeah.
Bow, 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 bow. No way.
That's my song of the week. But
that's crazy. I never would have expected that. Never in my life.
Well, because here's the thing. I've never really been a rap girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like Tyler the Creator and Childish Gambino, I love, and like some of Kendrick Lamar's stuff, but I never like listened to any of like the, like
yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Baby Keem, like who is that? Like sorry, but you know what I mean? Like I never listened to that.
Yeah.
But then I like listened to the song again, and I was like, wait, this is kind of gas. Like it was kind of sad. I was like, what is happening to me?
All right.
And then I was like, Chavez would be so proud. Shout out Chavez.
He would be very proud.
Okay.
Who wants to go first? Song of the
week. It's up to you guys. You guys, one of you can go first. So I went first last time.
I'll just go first since I have mine.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
So my song of the week is from Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh,
and
what is
it's
it?
So American.
Oh, I knew it was gonna be that.
That
one.
Is my song of the week.
I did the wrong one. And that's all, folks. So we don't get our podcast removed from Spotify.
That one's a good one. All right,
what's
yours?
I saw a TikTok that said
you have to have every. Freak. It was like every so American girl has to have a Love is Embarrassing girl, and I was like,
that's
us.
Literally us.
Okay, my song of the week is I Want Your Video by Joe, spelled DJO. I used to think it was DJO, but it's just Joe.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's just Joe. Because his name, Joe Keery. Oh. Yeah.
Which one is it?
That first one. Fun fact, I've been listening to...
Where do you want me to go in?
You can just go...
Just go like towards the middle.
Yeah,
right?
Hit the middle maybe. Yeah, go for most replayed.
And there it is.
Oh, so 5 seconds?
2 seconds. Okay, great.
Girl, that was like at least 7 or 8.
Okay.
And there you go.
Okay. Fun fact, I've been listening to Joe for 2 years now. I was there before the hype. I was there before everybody else loved him. I just want to make that clear to the audience. Thank you.
State my dominance right now.
Real. I was like, about time everybody realized how good of a song End of Beginning was. Like, goddamn.
Okay, go Hayden, you're next.
All right, mine's a little bit of a throwback, y'all. And it's, I don't know why, this week I've been playing this in the car every single day before work. Or at least.
Every day before work.
Or at least, like, on the way to work. Before he was.
Not this song.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, he was singing this the other day.
He
exactly.
Was.
No, that's how you
know
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. I'm being real. This song was my song
of
the week.
He's not wrong.
And this was when they were, before he was a little.
Freaky.
Y'all. She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5.
Yeah.
This is a good one, though. I do like.
I do love this
song.
This
is a good one.
Oh, him turning it up?
Spending. All right, now we're going to finish the rest of the 3 minutes with our vocals. No, but I don't know why. I literally just heard that song on I don't know where. Maybe it was the radio or something. I was like, oh, that's a really good song.
Yeah. I just love when you find songs that like you used to listen to all the time.
Yeah.
And then like they like
that.
I hadn't listened to it.
That was like us finding Personal again.
Oh, that's crazy.
Don't
yeah.
Take it personal.
Yeah. Literally, I hadn't listened to the song in like years. I was like, oh my God, I love that song.
Yeah.
It's a great song. So that's my song.
Love.
Sorry.
Real.
That song is so 2016. It's crazy.
Yeah. That was like, yeah, that was a staple.
Mm-hmm. Which one? Personal?
Yeah.
Don't take it personal.
Every time she moves on, she says. No, Lauren Gray being in that is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy that she was the voice.
All right.
The voice.
She gonna mess with your head.
All right, we're gonna wrap that up, unfortunately.
And on that note, we're actually gonna wrap this up.
And talking about Coachella. all right, so thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you.
That was a really that was a good one. Full episode too. That was really eventful.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Lots of topics.
Episode
discussed.
One, you mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Episode two, episode one.
No, should we release episode?
Potato, potato.
Okay, listeners, should we release episode one and two at the same time so you can get a double feature?
I say we just let's just drop it.
I agree.
Let's just drop the album.
Oh wait, real
we
quick,
have
we
made an album. I think that's gonna do it for episode two, y'all.
Yeah, that. One, episode one.
God.
Hayden, how did you miss it wrong again?
Episode one, y'all.
That's the end of episode one.
Sly.
And then you guys get to hear episode two.
You guys
now.
Hear episode two.
Episode then, three, we still have to do. For
and I feel
San
like
Diego.
We we'll real. That's gonna be next. That's gonna be a fun one. Yeah. And I feel like we do owe the people two episodes as a drop because they've been waiting.
Because they've been waiting.
Yeah.
They
and
have.
We love your patience, and it'll be well worth it. Hopefully.
If there's anything you want us to talk about next, or if you want to be the next podcast
guest,
yeah,
let us know.
Anybody
to the
pookies
that we know.
to our fellow friends.
That's
if you
y'all,
would,
random
if you
people.
Featured,
we love y'all, but
we would love
no,
to be featured.
We're scared. We're scared. You might say things are strange or things. Great. Thank you guys for listening.
Lots of mystery around this episode.
Oh my God.
Me trying to wrap it up and Hayden.
Still
okay,
going.
Ready? Thank you guys for listening to the
How
I Know You're Not
Talking
podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.